Sunlight Mountain Resort near Glenwood Springs opened early this year on November 23rd. 2017 was a different story. Opening day was December 21st, the latest start of ski season at Sunlight since 1985. 2017 was also the third driest year on record in Colorado, and snowpack statewide was the lowest in three decades. At Sunlight, natural snowfall was down by half that year, and it was too warm to make much snow. Visits were down 25%. Sunlight is a small resort with 680 acres of skiable terrain and $1 million annual budget. It caters mostly to locals, with an average of 80,000 to 100,000 skier visits per year. Troy Hawks, Sunlight's marketing director, says 2017 was interesting, but not the first time the state has had a dry winter.
When we talked to the old-timers of this valley, they said the last time they saw a snow year like last year was in 78-79 season, as I understand it.
He added that the year before, which would have been the 2016-2017 season, was a record year for Sunlight. But Colorado winters have become variable enough for Sunlight to take precautionary measures, such as purchasing new, more efficient snowmaking guns and building two new snowmaking ponds. Cameron Wobus, a senior scientist at Linker Technologies, a water and environmental resources consultant group in Boulder, says that's one thing ski resorts need to be doing, adapting to climate change.
What ski resorts can do is they can make their snowmaking more efficient. One adaptation that is being implemented in various places around the world is downloading. So basically having a gondola that can get people to the middle of the mountain where there might be more snow, and then you just ski the top half of the mountain.
Wobus worked on a 2017 study about projected climate change impacts on skiing and snowmobiling in the U.S. He said the goal of the study was to understand the difference between what happens if we start mitigating carbon emissions and what happens if we don't.
The higher resorts, Arapahoe Basin is the one that sticks out because it's the highest resort in the state of Colorado, might have reductions, 10 to 20% change in season length under the worst scenario. Some of the lower resorts have much more significant changes of season length.
But ski resorts statewide are already experiencing fewer visitors, particularly in the early part of ski season. The 23 resorts that are members of the trade group Colorado Ski Country USA reported an average of 8% fewer skier visits in December 2016 than the previous season. December 2017 visits were 13% down from that. Vail Resorts reported a 13% decline in skier visits for December 2016 and an additional 11% decline in 2017. Skiing as a sport has a small carbon footprint, but Wobus says the industry could suffer significant impacts from shorter winters and needs to take more of a stand against climate change.
What some ski resorts have been doing, particularly Aspen, I'll point out, are using their customer base and their position in the industry to really take a leadership role in getting people to think about climate change.
This isn't really about your carbon footprint or mine. We now know that we have a global problem, and we have to respond to it at global scale.
Auden Schendler runs the sustainability program for Aspen Skiing Company and sits on the Basalt Town Council.
So you could argue the big, powerful organizations who have access to wealth and influence are the exact organizations that ought to be pushing hard on climate. And that's what we're doing.
With 5,000 acres of skiable terrain, 1.4 million annual skier visits, and 4,000 employees, Aspen Ski Co., as it's known locally, is considerably larger than Sunlight Mountain Resort. Schendler said that in the face of a changing climate, Aspen Ski Co. has improved infrastructure and expanded geographically by offering the Icon Ski Pass, which includes other resorts.
But to me, that's just business. The issue is, how do we reduce the impact of this problem for everybody so that maybe you retain some level of skiing down the line, but more importantly, that you do what you have the power to do as a ski resort, which is maybe influence a social movement and reduce the damage.
Schendler adds that Aspen Ski Co. has been involved with state environmental and energy policy issues for over a decade. Back at Sunlight, Troy Hawks says their climate policy focuses on conservation, education, and maintaining a small footprint.
We are not overbuilt. We are not a mega resort. We've got three small chairlifts. We've got a small bed and breakfast that has about 19 rooms, and that really sums up the size of our resort.
Aspen Ski Co.'s resources allow the company to take bigger steps than smaller ski areas, but Schendler says it's too late to compare the actions of larger resorts to those of small resorts.
We have 10 years to essentially rewire the global economy so that it's carbon free. So the question of the day should not be, hey, you're big, that one's small, their carbon footprint's less. The question is, what's the biggest leverage you have access to, and are you using it to drive change?
Despite his study's warning, ski industry consultant Cameron Wobus says skiing is not going away.
Depending on where you are, ski resorts might be starting to see really short ski seasons if we don't do anything to mitigate carbon emissions. But skiing is not over. There will always be places where you can get high enough to find snow. And fortunately for those of us in Colorado, many of those places are in our state.
For Connecting the Drops, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.
Connecting the Drops is a collaboration between Rocky Mountain Community Radio Stations and Water Education Colorado. Find out more at watereducationcolorado.org. Support is provided by CoBank, which provides financing solutions for rural water systems. Find out more at cobank.com.